From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Governor Rick Scott's proposed K-12 spending boost is being welcomed by the teachers' union and by economists. On Monday, Rick Scott touted what he called an historic $842 million funding increase. That would lift spending per pupil above $7,100. Economist Hank Fishkind says it's a welcome boost to public education, but it might not have a huge impact on student achievement.
Florida, over the last decade, has done rather well in terms of improving achievement and reaching pretty high levels of achievement compared to the nation on spending levels that have been below the national average. So it's not just about money in terms of educational achievement, but there does need to be resources to support the system. And certainly an increase, as Governor Scott has proposed, would be very welcome.
If lawmakers approve the governor's proposal, it will bring spending for K-12 education to $19.75 billion, which is the highest amount in state history without adjusting for inflation. Florida voters passed the Water and Land Conservation Amendment in November. It requires one-third of documentary stamp revenue, that's a tax on real estate transactions, to go toward environmental initiatives. Now WLRN's Gina Jordan tells us lawmakers are asking the public how the money should be spent.
The Florida legislature must spend a portion of the documentary stamp money on environmental programs, like buying land and preserving springs. Senate President Andy Gardner has suggested using the amendment to craft a five-year plan for long-term water and conservation projects. Lawmakers will determine how the amendment is put into action, so they're asking for ideas. The Florida Senate has a page on its website for public comment. Committee members will meet over the next few months to review the comments as they draft legislation. Up to $20 billion is expected to be generated for conservation efforts over the next 20 years. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And we have a link to the public comment page at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.